If it's okay, I'm going to use as the text just verse 16 of 1 Timothy chapter 3. And if it's okay with the congregation, I'm just going to make a few comments on that one verse. The verse says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory." Approximately 6,000 years ago, in Genesis 1 and verse 1, the Bible says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." And 6,000 years seemed like a long time. If you Google, "How old is humanity according to science?" it says bones of primitive Homo sapiens first appeared 300,000 years ago in Africa, with brains as large or larger than ours today. They're followed by anatomically modern Homo sapiens at least 200 years ago. And brain shape became essentially modern, it says, by at least 100,000 years ago. And if you Google "how old is the earth according to science," it says that the earth is approximately 4.54 billion years old, plus or minus 50 million years. So, what about before the beginning, before the 6,000 years? It seems like a long time. 300,000 years and 4.5 billion years really seems like a long time. But no matter, what I want you to think about is forever. God has existed forever. 6,000 years ago, 300,000 years ago, or 4.5 billion years ago is not so long when you think forever. According to the Bible, there has been three dispensations of time. In the first dispensation, the patriarchal age, God spoke to the heads of families. In the Mosaic age, God spoke to the people through Moses. In the Christian age, the last dispensation, the Bible says, "In these last days, God speaks to his people through the Son." And when we think on these things, we wonder, what is man that God is mindful of him? The Bible is full of mysteries. Some things we are unable to fathom with our finite minds, with its limitations. And there are some things that God doesn't intend for us to know until that time when everyone is in heaven. In Deuteronomy 29, in verse 29, there it says, "The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." So this text in verse 16, it speaks of a great mystery. It says, "Great is the mystery of godliness. What once was hidden from the human mind, we are now able to understand." We can know what the mystery of godliness is. The first thing listed in this verse 16, the first mystery of godliness, it was that God was manifested, or he was revealed in the flesh. And by becoming a man, Jesus could identify with man perfectly. He experienced all the trials and all the sufferings of men that we experience today. And therefore, he is able to deliver man through all the trials of this life. We read in Hebrews 2, verse 16 and 18, "For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered many being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. So Jesus became a man in order to destroy the one that had the power of death, and that was Satan. And we read concerning this in Hebrews 2 and verse 14. It says, "For as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil." It is a fact. It is indisputable. It is undeniable and irrefutable. God did come to this earth in the person of Jesus Christ. We read in John 1 and verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And in verse 14 we read, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." The second mystery of godliness was God was justified, or he was vindicated in the Spirit. So Christ came to this earth to proclaim that he was the Son of God. He came to save all who would follow Christ, and he came to proclaim that he was the Son of God. Many didn't believe him. They denied, they mocked, and they argued against him. But he was truly the Son of God. The Spirit of God vindicated him. The Spirit of God vindicated Christ by giving him the power to do the mighty works of God. No man could do the works that Christ did. The works of Christ were proof that he is who he claimed to be. John 14 and verse 11, "Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake." The Spirit of God vindicated Christ by raising him from the dead. Romans 1 and verse 4, "And declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead." The third mystery of godliness is that Christ was seen of angels. Angels have always seen and beheld Christ. Angels are the ministers of Christ who have been created to conduct his will in the spiritual world. Angels were involved in preparing for his birth. Luke 1 and verse 26. They participated in his birth. Luke 2 verse 8 and also verse 13. They participated in his temptations. Mark 1 and verse 13. They participated in his resurrection from the dead. Matthew 28 and verse 2. And they participated in his ascension. Acts 1, verse 10 and 11. Heaven and angels are real. There is a real world and dimension of being where God and Christ really exist. The fourth mystery of godliness, Christ was preached among the Gentiles. This is the glorious part of the mystery of godliness. Jesus came to save all people, even Gentiles, those who absolutely knew nothing about God, those who were immoral, depraved, and corrupted. Christ is not the Savior of the Jews only. He is the Savior of all people and all nations, both Jews and Gentiles alike. The fifth mystery of godliness, Christ was believed on in the world. This is the very reason for Christ coming to the earth. He came that some might believe and that some would be saved. He came to fulfill the plan of salvation for man, that through belief and obedience, one might have the glorious opportunity of a home in heaven. Consider this. When Christ ascended into heaven, as we read in Acts chapter 1, there were only 120 who were following him and who began to share the gospel at that time. But within 50 years, Every nation of the then known world had heard the gospel. So what is the difference today? Why were they able to reach so many people and we reach seemingly so very few? In John 5 and verse 24, there says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." So the answer, why they were able to reach so many and why so many believed, the answer is in that word, belief. They sincerely believed on Christ. They cast their souls and their life upon him. They gave him all that they were and all that they had. Today, what so many have today is belief about Christ. A belief about Christ is not believing on Christ. It is not turning one's life over to him, not casting one's being, all that he is and all that he has, upon Christ. The glorious mystery of godliness is that a person can be saved by believing on Christ. Really believing on Christ. If you stop and think about it, there are people we come in contact today that say they believe in Christ. And what they really believe is they believe things that were said about Christ, but they really haven't placed their being in Christ. Sixth mystery of godliness is Christ was received up in glory. This is a reference to the ascension and exaltation of Christ. He's been exalted as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Jesus has completed the great work of salvation. Philippians 2:7 through 10, but made himself no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. So today he sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will continue to set up on the throne in heaven until he returns again, that time bringing to an end the climatic consummation of what we know as time. Revelation 5 and verse 13, "And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and forever." The great mystery of godliness, it has been revealed to us. God was manifest in the flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. Christ was justified or vindicated in the Spirit. Christ was seen of angels. Christ was preached to the Gentiles, to all nations in the world. Christ was believed on in the world. And Christ was received up and exalted in heaven. Let us have our song.